Hey, good morning.
Boy,
it's Brockett's Hunter.
Good morning.
7-11. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Gonna be a little wet.
Gonna be a little wet today.
Moist today. That's what it is. Right now, though, it's time for your best part of the morning,
which is,
you know,
your morning dump.
That's right.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, apparently, the American beer drinker is a dying breed.
Really?
Yeah, less people are drinking beer. So much so that a lot of beer companies are creating departments for non-alcoholic beverages.
Huh.
Which, this kind of, this hurts, because I'm a beer guy. I love beer. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite drink. I'd like it more than water.
Kind of seems like with all the craft beer stuff going on, too, that people would be drinking more of.
But it's a smaller, it's a smaller group of drinkers. Yeah. Less and less people, the younger generations, are drinking beer. I don't know what they're drinking, but it ain't beer. So, yeah, a lot of companies are devoting more positions and more time and more money towards non-alcoholic drinks. What a waste.
So if you had a choice to drink one of the two, beer or liquor, you could only have one for the rest of your life.
Oh, beer, of course.
Beer?
Beer. Always beer. Always beer.
Tough one. That'd be a tough one.
Yeah. I mean, you have more options with liquor, obviously. You got mixers and everything like that. But you can't beat a nice, crisp, cold beer.
Yeah, but can you really not beat it? Ice cold crisp cocktail?
Yes, with a cold beer. Absolutely.
Well, you're from Wisconsin, of course.
And
beer.
Usually, too, when alcoholism, when liquor's involved,
something's going to happen.
Uncle Brock gets a little crazy.
Brock is loud as it is. You throw a little liquor in him.
Yeah. And you always like to throw liquor in me.
It's funny. He walked into the golf course yesterday. We went golfing yesterday. He slams the door open to the place. Hi, everybody. The guy that owns the place is like, oh, Brock's here.
He hadn't even seen me yet. I get a little boisterous when there's booze involved, and you always like to put shots in front of my face, so it's your fault. Yeah. It's your fault, Hunter.
I'm a good friend.
Yes, you are. According to a new study, more than one-third of men feel bad after sex. Researchers found that these guys feel sad and irritable after doing the mattress mambo.
Oh, come on, buck up.
The researchers even gave this problem a fancy name, post-coital dysphoria, or PCD.
Oh, my God, dude.
See, now, I will say, when I got older, there was a couple times, and this involved cheating on girlfriends, where after I did the old horizontal hustle with someone other than my girlfriend, I was like,
you'd feel bad?
I wouldn't say I felt bad.
Maybe didn't feel bad at all.
Maybe, I guess, what's the word?
So you're saying you didn't roll over and start sucking your thumb and crying?
There was maybe times where I was like, that wasn't the smartest choice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still, I mean.
You're a terrible person, you know that?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't feel bad. I'm trying to justify my horrible actions. No, I was like, yeah, just got laid. All right.
So you didn't cry. That's what you're saying.
No. I don't think there ever was. Maybe once or twice.
All right, here's the question.
I didn't cry, but maybe I felt bad.
Did you ever do the deed with somebody and then they started crying?
Yes.
How does that make you feel? it's always kind of awkward.
It's like, that's the problem, is after sex, after you pop, man, you have a moment of clarity where you're like, whoa.
Yeah, that's
sex,
the thing.
It gums up the brain.
That's the thing with ladies. Ladies, if you want the honest to God truth out of your man, ask him the question right after sex.
Right after.
Because everything is clear.
Because your mind isn't fogged up with sex.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, ladies. We're not a complex creature.
No.
All right. Food and sex.
That's pretty much it.
And beer. And I don't want to sound like, oh, that's what it is. That's all we need.
Uh-huh.
And if you want anything from us, just give us food or sex or beer, and you're pretty much going to get what you want.
And if you do it all at the same time,
Cripes,
oh, man.
I will paint the house. I will massage your feet. I will do whatever you need me to do at that point. And hey, speaking of sex, as we wrap up the morning dump, I can't believe I'm saying this. The United States Center for Disease Control, the CDC, actually had to put out an official statement reminding Americans you shouldn't wash or reuse condoms.
Come on.
They had to put out a warning.
People are
saying, don't reuse condoms.
People are reusing them, huh? How do you even do that?
We were having this conversation the other day.
Do you roll it back up?
You put it out on a wire. You clothespin it to the laundry wire next to your underwear and your socks. People are reusing condoms. So much so that the CDC is saying, stop reusing condoms.
It's kind of like the swimming cap thing. You fill it with water, then you just drop it on there. And it goes right back on.
I guess I'm happy that these dumb people are using condoms, because we had this conversation the other day. Why it seems that it's always the idiots, the morons that are just having like 10 moron kids.
Yeah. Dude, it's unbelievable. We were talking about it this weekend. You don't see like a scientist walking around with like 9 kids.
No.
It's just unheard of.
A lot of them don't even have kids.
No, they don't. Some of the people that need to be reproducing aren't.
No, it's
and,
just...
And then the people that are, you know, swiping their EBT card have like a... They look like Yoshi with a bunch of like 10 eggs behind them, you know?
And they're all just degenerates. Just they're either going to end up in jail or screwing up my order at a fast food joint.
Clogging up roadways.
Oh, my God.
How much faster we could get to work if we fix this?
Dude.
So what's the solution to this problem? Do you have to take a test?
You have to take an IQ test. This sounds terrible. You got to take an IQ test.
I don't think it sounds terrible at all.
Yeah, you need to take an IQ test. You have to have a certain level of IQ to have children.
I mean, it's one of those things that people, you can just have as many kids as you want.
Yeah.
And then when people start having more and more kids, they're like, oh my God, I'm getting money from the government.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of money from the government.
Hey, baby, take those used condoms off the clothesline. We're popping out a couple more kids.
Hey, wifey, let it ride.
Let it ride. Good God, you dummies. You and your dummy kids. Just get out of the way.
The Stop. Morning dump. On